Very quickly, and I'm not going to keep you. It's 10 tells, so we're going to try to go through this as quickly as possible. You listen as fast as you can. I want you to turn to Philippians, the fourth chapter. In the fourth chapter, and this is a very simple verse. It is one that you've heard many, many times, but it's one that I always turn to. And I have to, there's certain things in the Bible that certain times of the year I have to read them. I have to read them. Christmas time, I have to read that wonderful, wonderful story of the babe in the manger. I have to read it. I have to read that. And around the end of March or around April, and when it's talking about, and they went to the tomb and the tomb was empty. I have to read that. I have to read that because it means something to me. And here, every year around this time, in the sixth verse in the fourth chapter in the book of Philippians, God's word reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving." And I want you to say that word with me, with thanksgiving. If you want to find a key to happiness, if you want to just change the dynamics and the way that you look at things in life, you get a hold of that word, thanksgiving. And you just place it as deep as you can within your heart. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Is that not what we did this morning? With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Boy, and this is the good part. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Didn't say you're going to do it. Said that God was going to do it. God was going to do it. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate on these things. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the spirit that we felt in your house already. And God, just let us try to open up and receive that gift for each and every one of us that you'd have for us in Jesus' precious name. Add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. So many things here in this portion of scripture. So many questions that we have about life. We have a list and I wrote them down, and I was amazed about how folks, as I went around, and they were just saying, "I am thankful for this. I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for this great country. I'm thankful for support. I'm thankful for people using their talents unto God. I'm thankful for people that will simply, as Gene said, from the heart, they'll give. They'll give. They'll give. I am thankful for," Jane said, "for Jesus." Amen. Amen. Thankful for this church, a place that we can come and simply worship together in spirit and truth. I am thankful for the heritage, not only of family, but of your church family. I like a church that opens the Bible and preaches the word. Amen. Amen. I like a church that walk into and you feel like it's a hospital. Because if you have a need and if you have a hurt, if you have a desire, if you have things that are going on in your life, they're not going to shoot you. They're not going to hang you out to dry. Hopefully this hospital will be used of God to cater to the need that you have within your heart. It's a little late in the game for us to go around pointing fingers, isn't it? After a while, you just get tired of it. Your finger gets tired. It just gets tired. Why do it? When you come into God's house, it is time for us to share the good things that he has done for us. And I believe when we do that, we uplift the name of Jesus. And through that uplifting of the name of Jesus, healing takes place. Healing of our minds, of our hearts, of our bodies, of our situation, of our spirits. And I am thankful for it. And I have written big down here, thank you for freedom. 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 Wonderful. And then on the other side, all the wonderful prayer requests, all the things that our Heavenly Father simply wants us to mention to Him. So we came to God's house with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto Him. Got to do it like the book says, plain and simple. If you want a route that's going to work, if you want a formula that's going to fix it, I'll tell you, on Wednesday night, we were having a time. My brother, he was over in that corner. I was in this corner. My mother, she was in that corner. We had the turkey in the midst of us. We had the mixing, the fixings for dressing. She started off on the stove. Phone rang over that. Boy, do this. I love that wonderful, just precious request. Do this. As we were stirring, as we were putting things in, as we're getting all that dressing mixed up together and all like that, Paul come over and help, clean his hand. He was stuffing the turkey. We held on. I took that turkey, put it in those plastic bags. I tell you one thing, those plastic bags you put turkeys in, they are of God. Because I know when I was younger and that turkey would come out of the oven sometimes, I hope they got extra gravy. It's a little on the dry side. Nobody's ever know what I'm talking about? You've never been there, have you? I'm telling you the truth. But I'll tell you, these things, when they're cooked in these bags, that old turkey, it popped out of the oven there on Thursday. Just so moist, so tender. You hungry yet? You hungry yet? Boy, and that turkey inside, that dressing was just right. And my brother and I stood up, and we helped. Just as proud as we could be. It was an opportunity for us to do something together. Together. Wednesday night, we were doing all that. My sister and her husband and the kids and Paul's daughter, and all, they hadn't gotten there yet. Life was peaceful as we knew it. It was about to change. But you know what I'm talking about? What a wonderful opportunity when you simply get to do something. Do something for God. Doesn't matter if you're just helping out in the smallest of items. If you're helping out in that smallest of item and you are doing that unto God, God will bless it. He will bless it. I need to talk about him, about where that turkey ended up at. Why today I have just a sweater on instead of that suit. I had a hard time, and how warm I look like a, I don't know what today, but forgive me. You have to. It's your job. I feel that in God's house, when you can get a little taste of heaven, when you're able to share in with folks that are dealing with things, and my friend, we have folks that are dealing with things, serious things. And at the same time, when you have that opportunity to share with an individual that is struggling, that is trying to find an answer to a question that's pretty difficult. When God allows you, and I want the emphasis on that word, allows you, to be a part of the healing. When He allows you to be able to mention and share and pray one for another. When He allows you to just feel a little taste of heaven. You better realize that. It doesn't happen all the time. It was wonderful to have family together. And you know within your mind, and you know that little clock that's going off in the back of your mind, you go, you know, may not be this many Thanksgivings together like this. And for those of you who know exactly what I'm talking about, you got to appreciate it. You have to be thankful for what God is doing for you right now. Everybody's kind of looking forward. God, I got this problem. Everybody's looking forward to the answer. Well, a lot of times, God, as we heard just a little earlier, wants us to simply be quiet. And within our heart of hearts, be thankful unto Him for what He is doing for us right now. Right now. I have some wonderful notes here I'm probably not going to share with you. I had things here that I was going to say. I had good points. I was thinking about the way that how we are going to try to better within our hearts and minds to be more thankful in solving the issues and the questions that we have in front of us. How we should start to make decisions in a better way. Tackling those problems that are unfulfilling. You got to tackle those things that are a little dull. A lot of things that you're going to be asked to do that they're just not all that exciting. Sometimes God just going to lay it upon your heart to just give somebody a ride, pick somebody up, pick up the phone, send a note. It's not all that exciting. But I'll tell you one thing, you just keep doing. You just keep hanging on. Hanging on like some folks have hung on for 67 years. And amen to that hanging on. Jane, you ought to be saying amen out there. Somebody ought to say amen. It ought to be you, Jane. For those of you, just simply hang on and do those tasks that may be not so exciting, God will bless it. Do those things that are unfinished. How many of us have tasks and jobs that we've kind of put off? They're left to do. I call them projects. I have an unending list of projects that I have left to do. I heard a preacher one time and it just thrilled me to death. Thrilled me to death because he said, you know, he says, as long as God has something for you to do, that he will keep you alive upon this earth to do those tasks. And I said, praise God, I got enough things. I may live forever, folks. I don't know how you feel about it, but I got tasks to do. I have tasks to do. And I want to encourage you to look at those things that are unfinished. Start to get them done. Look at those things that are unpleasant. We all have that. Sometimes you got to make a phone call. Sometimes you got to have a conversation. Some things you got something that's just on that list and you just, I don't want to do that one. You keep put up. Do that unpleasant task. Get it done. You have to do those things that are urgent. They say the old squeaky wheel gets what? Gets the turkey gravy, right? I know you're thinking that. Gets the grease. Sometimes things are loud and sometimes they're just blaring and you gotta go get it done. But then most of all, you have to do those things that are ultimate. Ultimate. You got to do the first things first. If you make others a priority, if you let God work through you, he will take care of so many things within your life, so many things that we worry and fret about and don't have an answer. God will just step in and just make a way. He will make a way. It says here to make my request be known to God after I have come to him in prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving. We have needs. We have needs, and God has the answer. First things first. We have to enjoy what God has done for us today. I have the memories of the past, wonderful memories. I have things I reflect upon and just bring a smile to my heart. But I also know that God is doing good things today. And if I am thankful in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit, God is going to make a way and prepare me for what I need in the future. Be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. A lot of people are anxious. You know it. A lot of people out there are looking for answers. Folks, we have the answer. We have the instruction book. God has been good to us. Not a one of us in here is anything more than a sinner saved by grace. Amen? Amen. Why not share that? Why not share that joy? Why not share that thankfulness that you have about what he has done for us? Personally, I'm going to close here, and at some time you like to make a statement. The folks at this church have been so kind and so sincere, been so warm, and especially new folks. We've got pews full of folks that are just doing what they can for God, just coming in and being a part of it. We're excited about how God blends us together. And I personally want to extend a thank you to each and every one of you. It is a privilege to stand in front of you every Sunday and try to share what God has laid upon my heart and what I think he wants your ears and your hearts to hear. Sometimes, hopefully, we think within our hearts we get it right. Sometimes it doesn't go over so well. But the intent, the desire is where it should be. I see people that are growing. I see people that are becoming warmer and warmer. We're all changing. We're all dealing with the questions of our lives. So I just want to finish with a Thanksgiving thank you to each and every one of you for taking time to be here, for what you've done this year. And I tell you one thing, I'm optimistic about what God is going to do in the future. I'm excited. And I hope that little enthusiasm just keeps on spreading. If you look to God, he'll make it happen. He'll make it happen. I want to close in prayer. Then we're going to just let you act like you know whatever they're playing and singing. And I want you to shake hands and give hugs like you normally do out there. And I want you to feel like you're happy that you've been in God's house today. But as we close in prayer, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to stand up if you're able to. I want you to reach over and I want you to grab somebody's hand. And together, I'm simply going to lead you to, in a short prayer, being thankful for what God has done for us. Amen. If you please stand at this time.